Now let's consider the topic of real exchange rates. The nominal exchange rate, in contrast, is simply what's published online or what you would see in a newspaper that expresses the numerical rate for trading one currency against another. The real exchange rate is basically the nominal rate, but adjusted for the difference in price levels across the two different countries. Just to give a simple example, let's say that the nominal exchange rate were 12 Mexican pesos to 1 US dollar, and just for purposes of argument, let's say that prices in Mexico were about half those of prices in the United States. That would then mean that the real exchange rate is 24 to 1, and that expresses the fact that when you're purchasing in Mexico using American money, the ratio of prices, the relative prices of United States compared to Mexico, well, those are 24 to 1. Just to put that in terms of a formula more generally, as follows, the real exchange rate equals the nominal exchange rate times domestic prices divided by foreign prices. You'll note, by the way, that if the real exchange rate differs from the nominal exchange rate, which is usually the case, that means there must be some non-tradables in at least one of the countries. If everything were perfectly tradable, well, there would be some kind of market arbitrage until the real exchange rate and nominal exchange rate were brought into equality. One important practical point is that in the short run, real exchange rates move with nominal exchange rates. Think of it this way. Exchange rates are asset markets. Those prices move very quickly. But the prices for goods and services within a country, they move much more slowly. So, for instance, if the Mexican peso falls in value because of investor psychology, in the short run, yes, that's a change in the nominal rate, but it's also a change in the real exchange rate, and Mexican exports will be cheaper for Americans, and conversely, imports from America will be more costly for Mexican consumers. In the longer run, however, real exchange rates do revert back to their previous level, at least to some considerable extent. So if investor psychology shifts and the Mexican peso depreciates, well, in the longer run, this means that prices will be higher in Mexico, again moving back toward the initial real exchange rate. For exactly how quickly this happens and how much, you should see our video on purchasing power parity. For further information on this whole topic of real exchange rates, you can just Google that term or put it into scholar.google.com. See our videos on purchasing power parity and also the contributions of Bella Balassa, and you might also care to read the piece by Lothian and Taylor online called Real Exchange Rate Behavior.